Unlike the original GI Bill, which gave essentially the same education benefits to everyone who was eligible, the post-9/11 version has a lot of variables, with different payment levels to different beneficiaries in different states and housing allowances based on a veteran's location.
The complexity of the bill was so much greater than anything we had administered before. We really didn't realize how difficult it was going to be.
Mike Walkoff, the VA's acting undersecretary for benefits, says that led to a big backlog of claims when the payments to students first started trickling out in the fall of 2009. In September of that year, there were 162,000 pending claims. He says they were having to process them manually.
That was a lot more labor-intensive than I realized it was going to be, and part of the problem, I will say, was that I probably misjudged a little bit in terms of the number of people that we would need to be able to process the benefits.
Walkoff says VA has brought more people in, but maybe more importantly, it's automated a good portion of the claims process and eliminated parts that were unnecessary. That combination cut the average processing time for first-time claims under the new bill in half.
Now, just to give you an idea of how much our timeliness has improved, in that original fall semester, fall of 2009, our original claims, that is, first-time claims, were being processed in 59 days. Way too long that a student had to wait. This past fall, we processed those original claims in 25 days.
Wolkoff says it also led to a big boost in productivity.
Back in the first couple months that we were processing the education benefits, we were doing approximately 2,000 claims a day. And now we're doing close to 10,000 claims a day.
The agency says one of the keys has been a new approach to IT development. Since it had to build a new system from the ground up and do it quickly, VA embraced agile IT development and partnered with the Navy's Space and Naval Warfare Systems Command to build it in increments, with new pieces of the system going into service along the way.
Technology is substantially helping.
Roger Baker is VA's Chief Information Officer and Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology.
Inside of VA, we had a substantial culture change occur between the Office of Information and Technology and the Veterans Benefits Administration. We put together an integrated team, built them a special room to make certain that they all lived and worked together for the time period, and really focused on, there is no opportunity to fail. This team must succeed.
Ann Baker says having the IT developers and their clients hunkered down in that same room made a huge difference. He says Agile IT let them develop a system that worked well with very little lead time.
We're not going to edict that all of our ongoing development projects, and there are about 100 of them, will use Agile technology. But we are using it on more and more of our projects. We're very pleased with the results we get out of it. It fits very, very well with our disciplined approach to project management, the program management accountability system. Agile is built to provide frequent deliveries to the customer so they can tell you whether or not you're on track.
And in hindsight, there's reason for the VA to be glad it built its new system with an agile philosophy. New legislation signed by the president early this year will make yet more changes to the GI Bill benefits, and VA will have to be ready by August. Baker says they're confident they won't have a repeat of the backlogs of 2009.
The technology we implemented for the long-term solution includes something called a rules engine. And what the rules engine allows us to do is modify the way the software works within bounds without actually having to go back and change the software. The fundamental technology that we implemented was designed specifically for exactly this type of situation. We know that the education benefits programs live in a world where legislative changes occur, and we did not want them to always have to go back and rewrite the software every time legislative a change occurred.
So far, VA has paid out more than $8 billion in claims under the new GI Bill to some 440,000 students. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.